Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Chance of snow today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 29. Northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 1 below. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Cloudy tomorrow, slight chance of snow. Daytime highs approaching 30. Bright sunshine Sunday with highs around 56. 53 Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 25 degrees.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. A federal grand jury indicts two Wichita men for threatening violence against federal officials. Adam Osborne is accused of threatening Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar in a social media post. And in a separate case, Joaquin Hernandez is accused of posting a video threatening to murder ICE agents. The Kansas House approves a bill that would shield pesticide companies from lawsuits. Under House Bill 2476, pesticides with EPA-approved safety labels would be protected from future liability claims. The bill now moves to the Kansas Senate. A proposed House bill aims to establish regulations for recycling treated wastewater into tap water. The legislation would require the state health secretary to establish guidelines for that process. Supporters of the measure say it will help address the state's water shortages. In Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News is brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The Kansas Supreme Court has released a new four-year strategic plan outlining how the state's court system will continue to improve service to Kansans, businesses, and communities. The plan, covering 2026 through 2029, lays out a shared roadmap for courts statewide, building on lessons learned from recent modernization efforts that expanded access to justice and improved efficiency. Court leaders say those gains were significant, but there is more work ahead, and this plan is designed to keep courts moving in the same direction. The strategy centers on four main priorities: expanding access to justice for people who use the courts, strengthening public trust and confidence, improving court operations and efficiency, and supporting a strong, well-prepared judicial workforce. The plan was developed by a 31-member strategic planning committee led by former Chief Justice Marla Luckert. The group included judges and court staff from across Kansas, representing a wide range of court roles. The committee also worked with national court experts and gathered feedback from both court employees and members of the public to better understand strengths, challenges, and opportunities within the system. As part of the process, the judicial branch also refreshed its mission and vision statements. The mission emphasizes administering justice by applying the law to resolve disputes and protect rights. The vision focuses on providing accessible justice delivered with integrity, fairness, innovation, and excellence. Court leaders describe the plan as a flexible framework that will guide future decisions and help ensure Kansas courts continue serving the public effectively and fairly. The Norton Police Department would like to remind everyone during sports practices and games, there's a significant increase in the number of vehicles in parking lots and on the streets. They would like to remind the public of some safety issues that have been seen and understand that parking during these events is very limited. Please do not park within 15 feet of a fire hydrant. In the event of a fire, the trucks need proper space to access the hydrant, and your vehicle being in the way hinders the time they have to take care of it quickly and safely. Please do not park in a handicapped spot unless you have a handicap placard. When those spaces aren't available for people who need them, safety can become an issue. Please do not park within 30 feet of any stop, yield, or traffic signals. Parking too close to these signs hinders others from being able to safely see any vehicles that may be driving through. This causes accidents frequently and puts others at risk when it can be avoided. While there are more parking violations that do occur, these are the ones frequently seen. Plan accordingly by showing up earlier or parking further away. Again, safety is our main concern. They want everyone to enjoy these events and please be safe. All vehicles violating these are subject to being towed. U.S. Senators Jerry Moran of Kansas and Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut are pushing new bipartisan legislation aimed at better coordinating how the nation supports veterans. The proposal, called the National Veterans Strategy Act of 2026, would require the president to develop a nationwide strategy every 4 years focused on veteran well-being. The bill would formally recognize veteran success as a national interest and create consistent measures to track how veterans are doing after leaving military service. The goal is to identify gaps, improve outcomes, and better align policies and programs across the country. Right now, veteran services are spread across more than 1,000 federal, state, local, nonprofit, and private organizations, with hundreds of billions of dollars spent each year. Supporters say those efforts often operate in silos, making it harder to know what works and where help is falling short. While the Department of Veterans Affairs already produces a strategic plan, it largely focuses on internal operations rather than the full landscape of veteran services. Under the legislation, the federal government would regularly consult with public and private partners to coordinate resources, reduce duplication, and focus on measurable results. Veteran service organizations from across the country have voiced support, saying a unified national strategy would improve accountability, strengthen transitions to civilian life, and ensure veterans and their families receive effective, well-coordinated support. I'll be back with more news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
Fort Hays State University President Tisa Mason has been selected to receive the NASPA Annual President's Award, one of the highest honors in the field of student affairs. The award recognizes distinguished leadership, long-standing service to the profession, and a deep commitment to student success. Mason will formally be recognized at the 2026 NASPA Annual Conference on March 10th in Kansas City, where she is also scheduled to deliver remarks during the NASPA and NASPA Foundation Award celebration. As first-generation college graduate, Mason has often highlighted the influence of student affairs professionals and faculty members who helped shape her academic and professional journey. Throughout her career, she has earned national recognition for leadership that centers integrity, service, and student support. As president of Fort Hays State University, Mason has focused on expanding access and affordability, strengthening workforce preparation, and deepening community engagement while building partnerships across Kansas and beyond. Her work has emphasized collaboration and compassion as higher education navigates increasing complexity and change. Mason has also expressed appreciation for colleagues at Fort Hays State University and at Valley City State University, where she previously served as president, crediting those teams with supporting her leadership and shared mission. NASPA, the leading global association for student affairs professionals with more than 15,000 members worldwide, presents the President's Award to individuals who demonstrate exceptional leadership, integrity, and lifelong dedication to advancing student affairs. Next Generation is excited to announce that more than 350 paid internship positions are now available for high school and college students across Northwest and North Central Kansas. These opportunities connect students with local businesses and organizations while providing valuable, real-world work experience. Students interested in applying can visit the Next Generation website, where they will find links to the job board and application portal. Positions are available across a variety of industries, providing meaningful career exploration and skill-building opportunities. The paid internship program is being promoted as a benefit for both students and employers. Organizers say students are able to gain valuable hands-on experience while local businesses strengthen and invest in the future workforce across Northwest and North Central Kansas. The application process ends March 1st, so students are encouraged to apply soon. For more information and to access the internship job board, visit next-generation.secure-platform.com/site. Fort Hays State University's upcoming Science Cafe is set for Monday, February 2nd. This month's presentation, Fossils, Museums, and 66 Million Years, is sponsored by FHSU's Science and Mathematics Education Institute and will begin at 7 p.m. at the venue in Thirsty's Brew Pub and Grill. Dr. Amanda Pang, Assistant Professor of Geosciences and Curator of Paleontology and Geology at the Sternberg Museum of Natural History, will discuss how the landscape of the Great Plains has shaped past and present life, as well as what museums contribute to the study of biodiversity. Science Cafe presentations are free and open to the public. Questions can be directed to Carrie Rolander at 785-628-4743 or by visiting fhsu.edu/smei or the FHSU Science Cafe Facebook page. I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Well, definite good news. If you have monitored the progress of the American Royal moving to their new home in Kansas City, Kansas, KMBC Channel 9 in Kansas City reports that they're officially moving forward on the project after Unified Government Commissioners in Wyandotte County approved the final piece of funding needed to complete the long-delayed project. The commissioners voted Thursday night to approve the sale of star bonds to help fund construction of the new American Royal Campus. A vote caps a process that stretched more than a decade and clears the way for the facility's completion. American Royal leaders say the organization moved from the West Bottoms in Kansas City, Missouri, because it needed more space and wanted to build something larger and more modern. Construction was delayed multiple times, first by the COVID-19 pandemic, and pushed the project back nearly 3 years. As officials questioned whether large gatherings would return, additional delays followed as political leadership changed on multiple levels of government. Rising construction costs also added to the challenges, increasing the project's estimated price tag by $25 million from $350 million to $375 million. The approved plan allows for up to $123 million in star bonds to be sold, though American Royal officials they expect to use about $93 million. American Royal President and CEO Jackie McClaskey said the project goes beyond a single building, and she goes, "To be honest, we got hung up a lot on what we're building, and it's really about something bigger than that. And that the American Royal is doing is really creating an opportunity for Kansas City to become the epicenter for food and agriculture." You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Hi, Dave. How's it going?
Hi. Just picking up my usual prescriptions. But first, quick question. I saw a post about 340B. Is it good or bad for our town?
Good. 340B helps local hospitals and clinics stretch resources so patients can get care and vital medications close to home. It costs taxpayers nothing and has been in place for more than 30 years.
That's good to hear. Sounds like 340B is a lifesaver for our community.
This ad is paid for by the Kansas Hospital Association.
I always had to be so good no one could ignore me. Carve my path with data and drive. But some people only see who I am on paper. The paper ceiling. The limitations from degree screens to stereotypes that are holding back over 70 million stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time for skills to speak for themselves. Find resources for breaking through barriers at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
I'm meteorologist Michael Kerr on the Kansas Agriculture Network. On the colder side of average, across much of the eastern two-thirds of Kansas to wrap up the work week and start off the weekend, And as another upper-level trough of low pressure looks to swing in from the north for this afternoon, we do pick up a chance for just a dusting of some light snow showers or flurries, mainly across central and eastern portions of Kansas. Could see some late-day snow showers, though, developing in the far northwest. For tonight, as that trough continues to push on off to the south, any lingering snow showers or flurries wrapping up early on this evening, another round of some light snow a possibility Saturday afternoon into north-central and northeastern Kansas as a warm frontal boundary works from west to east. For northwest Kansas, for this afternoon, partly to mostly cloudy skies, a slight chance for a late-day rain-snow mixture developing, will have highs in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Winds will be turning to the northeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. For north-central Kansas for this afternoon, mostly cloudy skies, a chance for some light snow showers, with high temperatures climbing up into the lower to middle 20s. Winds turning to the northeast at 5 to 15. Into northeastern Kansas for this afternoon, a chance for some flurries, otherwise looking at high temperatures in the lower 20s. Winds out of the north increasing to 10 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for some very light snow showers or flurries into southeastern Kansas for this afternoon, where high temperatures climb up into the lower to middle 20s. And we'll have our winds out of the north at 5 to 15. Across south-central Kansas for this afternoon, that slight chance for a dusting of some light snow or flurries developing, high temperatures in the upper 20s to near 30 degrees. For southwest Kansas, a blend of clouds and sun, highs in the low 40s for Dodge City, but some lower 50s down to near Liberal. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. So in 2017, I was serving as an Air Force First Sergeant. Our motto in that role is, my job is people, everyone is my business. But unfortunately, in that year, I would lose my own brother, Lance Corporal Adam Jakimick, to suicide. The majority of veteran suicides are from guns. I store my weapons securely, not only for myself, but for my family. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide. My service never stops.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
This corn growing season, the pressure is on. You've got to work smarter, not harder. So turn to TribalPro. As the hardest working, longest lasting corn fungicide, TribalPro works overtime to protect plant health and your potential yield, even in fields with low disease pressure. When you need your inputs to go above and beyond, choose TribalPro fungicide for disease control you can take to the bank. Ask your retailer for TribalPro today. Always read and follow label instructions.